Praise be Jesus and Mary. Our Lord in today's gospel teaches us about the necessity of fraternal correction. And most people don't have much difficulty with this. We find it quite easy to find the faults of others, and we're quite ready to correct them on that. However, fraternal correction done well and really achieving the good end for which it is meant is not so easy to do. Okay, first of all, it needs to be inspired by charity, and then maybe most important, to be done with great prudence. Now, I remember when I was back in Griswold for the Epiphany drawing of the Protector Saints, you know how you also get a virtue to work on during the year. Well, I don't know how this virtue got in there, but somebody drew the virtue of fraternal correction. And so everybody saw the humor in that and talking about arriving at a heroic degree of fraternal correction, just correcting everybody's faults that you can find. So again, everybody finds that easy to accept. You know, our Lord says we need to correct the faults. But I think what might be more useful is if we examine ourselves on how do we go about receiving corrections when we are on the receiving end of a fraternal correction. Do we receive it with humility or so often the knee-jerk reaction from pride as we justify ourselves, right? And perhaps maybe there is the case when you are justified because the person correcting you doesn't have all of the information and all of that. Can we still manage to be humble and not establish justify ourselves before them? Can we receive it in silence and all of that? Do we presume that this person is correcting us in a spirit of charity, or do we presume that they're trying to get us, they don't have goodwill towards us and all of that? So I think that's a very useful reflection, is how do we receive fraternal correction? Now notice our Lord finishes by saying, if they refuse to listen, tell the church. If he refuses to listen, even to the church. Now what about when the church corrects us? How about in that circumstance? And this happens in the life of the faithful most often, or doesn't happen often, but if it does happen, usually to priests and religious. And then we need to reflect, am I listening to the church? Am I humble enough to receive the correction from the church? To presume that the church is right in correcting me and doing so with goodwill and charity, and that I might be wrong and in need of correction. It's another useful reflection. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.